We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day.
This is the feed on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
The chief executive of Boeing said the company made a mistake in handling a problematic cockpit warning in its 737 MAX jets before two crashes killed 346 people. Now, obviously, it wasn't intentional. Mm-hmm. To use the word mistake.
Yeah.
When it led to the deaths of that many people.
Yeah.
He also promised transparency as the aircraft maker works to get the grounded plane back in flight. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration has faulted Boeing for not telling regulators for more than a year that a safety indicator in the cockpit of the top-selling plane didn't work as intended. Mm. Now, Boeing and the FAA have said that the warning light wasn't critical for flight safety, but... it's kind of eroded some trust in Boeing in general as try to rebound from the crashes in both Indonesia and Ethiopia.
Yeah, jeez. A widespread power failure early Sunday left all of mainland Argentina and Uruguay without power, a blackout that an energy company official called unprecedented. To give you an idea of how many people this affected, Argentina has more than 44 million people.
Whoa.
And Uruguay's population is about 3.5 million. So the blackout's cause remained unclear. But much of Argentina was hit by heavy rainfall this weekend, and Uruguay's state-owned utility, UTE, said that some systems were damaged by the rain and still needed to be repaired. Transportation systems in Buenos Aires, including trains and subways, were brought to a standstill. Tunnels went dark, traffic, lights went dark. Very freaky scene. And the water company... based in Buenos Aires, was even asking customers to ration water because its distribution system had shut down. But I believe as of yesterday local time, half of the power had been restored. So hopefully that'll keep going.
It just goes to show how fragile kind of things are and how quickly they could turn.
And how much we rely on it.
Who do you think would last longer in a power outage, me or you?
Do you mean who do you think would die first?
Who do you think would die first in a power outage?
I think you.
Me? Okay, why?
Again, because you have so many comforts and luxuries and things that you wouldn't be able to live without. Your Netflix! You watch so much TV.
No.
You wouldn't be able to survive.
You would definitely die first.
No.
You live in the city of Rochester. You live in a metropolis.
Yeah.
I live out in Canandaigua.
Are you saying there would be looting?
Yes. Yes. You would be in the middle of the chaos.
Oh, God.
I'd be out there in the outskirts. The Walking Dead. There's
Jesus.
No way you're surviving longer than me. The Lake Ontario Landowners Association has officially filed a class action lawsuit against the International Joint Commission. Again, that's the body that is regulating Lake Ontario. They're demanding compensation for the damage caused by flooding back in 2017 and the flooding that's been caused so far this year, which they say is a result of policies that have been put out. Now, will this actually work? There's some skepticism considering that the lawsuit is aimed at a federal treaty between two countries, so the legality is very strange and tricky on this one.
Right. Yikes. On Friday, just in time for Pride Month, Taylor Swift released the second single from her forthcoming album, Lover. It's called You Need to Calm Down, and has become both an internet sensation and kind of an LGBTQ anthem. In the song, Taylor directly references GLAAD, the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation. GLAAD has seen an influx in small donations in the amount of $13 from fans around the world, presumably because that is Taylor's lucky number.
It's amazing they just do that, and she's not actually, soliciting for it.
Yeah, I know. As always, there are, of course, detractors, those saying Taylor is either profiting off of being an ally or is queerbaiting herself.
Well, she's raising money for them, technically, so...
Right. But that's the thing. There's always, there's always people that have to hate on it and find a problem.
Sure.
A writer at Slate.com wrote, quote, "The uncharitable explanation for all this queer signaling is that Swift is trying to profit off the intrigue around her sexuality by giving queer fans just enough material to keep them interested while never actually coming out, either because she doesn't want to hurt her career or because, she's straight." End quote. So I don't know. I mean, it's a good song. It's a good message. It's raising money for GLAAD. I mean, really.
Yeah, how can you hate on that exactly?
In some instances, I get it. Like, there have been other songs that have come out, like, you know, Demi Lovato's Cool for the Summer, where it's all about, like, you know, the idea, the basis that, or the idea that bisexuality is experimentation. Don't tell your mother. And, you know, that whole song was quite problematic, but a
well,
song
Katy
like
Perry,
this,
I Kissed a Girl. I mean, there's been it's endless.
Exactly,
yeah.
But this song, actually, I mean, she's so ostensibly supporting the LGBTQ community and being a proud ally. And God, can we just have something nice?
No,
we're let not, it be nice.
We're not allowed to have nice things. I'm going to circle back around real quick to again, you talked about the story of the power outage for was it like almost 50 million people.
Uh-huh.
When you add those two countries up.
Yeah.
I'm going to circle back around to who would die first in a blackout between you and I.
Oh, Jesus. Here we go.
I thought of something new.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing. You have admitted often on the show how you never go grocery shopping and how you barely have any food at your place.
I do go grocery shopping, Corey. I go once a week.
You have to go to your parents for dinner like five nights a week.
I did that one time like
what
a
would
month
you
ago.
What would you do when you're unable to get to your parents for dinner and you have to go scrounging for food?
I have food.
Well, what about when that runs out? I mean, you live in an apartment. You have, you know, your pantries are smaller, I'm assuming, than you know, living in a house. So you would have to go venture for food
I
would.
No, because you eat a lot more than I do. So you would run out faster.
I could also always just go fish. There's always that.
Oh. I mean.
I have a giant lake behind me.
There's rats.
You would
in
eat
the city.
Would you eat rats?
I was starving.
Yeah, you're really going to die before me. How did Whitney go? Oh, it was the bubonic plague.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It was reintroduced.
Right. Yeah, shoot. I don't know. Oh, God. Yeah.
Think I got you there?
Yeah, you might. You might have me this time. No, no, wait. I take it back because my dad would rescue me. My dad would come in like Superman.
What if it happened while your parents are on a trip and out of town?
They don't go without me places. They wouldn't do that. Yeah. No, I'd be fine.
We got to get back into our Savage or Sensible. Maybe more yelling or less yelling this time. I'm not positive.
Good Lord. Anytime you stand up, it's like, all right, I better take my headphones off.
It's for emphasis. Yeah. Today's Savage or Sensible, and continue voting, please. It's very close right now at 98pxy.com. Asking a stranger on social media to stop using the hashtag you came up with for your child on the basis that it's your hashtag. It's a very unique hashtag. That's what makes it very sensible. We'll get back into it. We've got some people who have thoughts on this one. In fact, we have one who essentially is saying that the woman I know who reached out to this woman who stole her hashtag was not savage enough.
Oh, jeez.
She says she can top it and has a better strategy.
All right.
We'll talk to her in less than 10 minutes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.